Bad and evil. Author's note: evil is an unpleasant, difficult, and dangerous topic. It is hoped that people will view this material just enough to grasp whatever they find useful. Dwelling on these subjects is detrimental to our minds and hearts. Part 7. Real examples of evil actions. These examples are also true stories. Names are fictitious and some details have been changed or omitted. It's important to remember that evil actions do not necessarily mean a person is evil. Pete was the CEO of a U.S. company that made baby formula. Many babies fed the formula died from malnutrition, and it was banned in the USA. The company then sold the same baby formula in India and Africa, telling mothers that it was superior to breast milk. Millions more babies died as a result. Was Pete bad or evil? Pete and other executives had the evidence that their product caused infants to die. They publicly claimed to disbelieve this evidence. They were either lying or deluding themselves. People often believe what they wish were true, especially when they have worked hard toward a goal. Executives are usually motivated by ambition. Pete was the responsible executive. He may not have been an evil person, but his actions were deceptive and evil. Sam joined a fraternal society in order to learn secret knowledge. He was fast-tracked to attain the higher ranks and progressed quickly. At one point, he was told that in order to advance, he had to choose one of two evil options. He truly loved one family member, and he therefore chose the lesser of the two evils. He continued to be quite successful. One day, a stranger prayed for him without his asking, and he stopped his evil behavior completely. Later, he tried to help other people avoid the trap he fell into. Was Sam bad or evil? Sam's motive to learn was not bad or evil. He was lured into evil behavior by others and by his ambition. He did much evil action, but he was not an evil person. This is also shown by how he confessed, reformed, and helped others. Don was a financial wizard in the banking industry. He was asked to do some very evil deeds that impoverished millions and enriched a few, and he complied without question. He enjoyed the challenge and the work. He was promoted. One day, his superior took him to a ceremonial where a child was deliberately killed. He laughed it off. Sometime later, he was asked to kill a child, and he broke down and could not do it. He knew this refusal would seriously hurt his career. He later died mysteriously. Was Don bad or evil? Don's actions were evil since he knew full well the terrible harm they caused, even though he didn't have to look at people in the eye. His motive was to enjoy being clever, to progress in his career, and perhaps to amass wealth. His motive was not to hurt people. He was following orders. He couldn't kill a child, even though his actions had harmed many children in the past. Don was not evil, even though he did many evil actions. His superior may have been evil. Pam was intelligent, talented, and could be charming. As a child, she decided that nothing would ever come in the way of her own needs or wants. Pam became adept at deception. She could convince anyone of almost anything. She became expert at manipulating, bullying, and threatening. She used her skills to defraud millionaires. She sold out the kind, generous people who supported her and received expensive, illicit gifts from bankers. She never admitted to any wrongdoing, but frequently distorted the truth and blamed others instead. She used people, compensating them with empty promises, going from one gullible benefactor to the next. She was not moved by kindness or compassion toward her. She did some good actions and made sure to publicize them. Was Pam bad or evil? Pam had made a deliberate decision to serve herself at any expense and without regard for other people, and she did. Her actions were very deceitful, one of the two hallmarks of evil. Many of her actions were bad, and a few were evil. Beau and Mo, young men with wives and babies, were full of hate for a particular race, people with a certain skin color. In 3 months, they brutally raped 9 different women, some for over 2 hours. Their religious leader had ordered them to destroy the women of the inferior race so their own race and religion could dominate the world. Were Beau and Mo bad or evil? Beau and Mo's actions were clearly evil, and their motive was evil, to damage and destroy an entire race. They acted out their hatred consciously, knowingly. Their religious leader was evil. Carl was a rich and powerful man. He despised the poor and believed that his wealthy countrymen were genetically superior. He employed people to travel to another country and inject the inhabitants with pathogens, which resulted in genocide in the entire region. He took everything of value in the area without compensating the people fairly for it. He used his vast wealth to spread his philosophy and place his followers in positions of political and financial power. He instructed his employees to fabricate outright lies about foreigners in other countries and turn public opinion against them in order to promote war. Was Carl bad or evil? Carl was motivated by hatred, disgust, and pride. His desire to improve the human race by killing people was really a cover for avoiding his own uncomfortable feelings. He was supremely arrogant. He believed he knew better than any god or creator. Carl had evil motives, and his actions were clearly evil. Purposeful deceit, suffering, destruction, and death on grand scales. Dean was a successful fundraiser, especially for children's organizations. He had access to many children's homes and sexually abused hundreds of children and numerous adults for many years. He was expert at deceit and made up elaborate, rather implausible explanations when needed. He had very powerful political allies. Police were routinely ordered to stop their investigations into his behavior. Was Dean bad or evil? Dean did many evil actions of the worst kind. He never admitted it, but evidence for his evil behavior was overwhelming. He continued his evil actions, utilizing his social and political pull to avoid consequences and further harm his victims who spoke out. The people in these last 4 examples never apologized, showed remorse, or attempted to make amends for their evil actions. They did not do just one bad or evil behavior, but many. It was their way of life. They denied that they did anything wrong. They were experts at deception. They knowingly chose evil ways and didn't turn back. They did not even consider changing themselves or their beliefs. They saw no such need. Hopefully, these real-life examples help us to realize the distinction between bad and evil. We must call bad, bad, and evil, evil. Lying, cheating, and stealing are bad, but we should not call a child evil for doing them. Forgetting may be bad, but it is not evil. When we truly do see evil, we need to call it what it is. To be both humane and wise, our response to bad and evil must be different, very different.